Regrettably, rural communities across Canada have become the less attractive option for young healthcare professionals looking for work. One of the reasons for that is their need to lower the stress and balance of long-lasting astronomical student loans. Beginning now, the government wants to change that. As promised in 2011, we will forgive a portion of their Canada student loans in an effort to encourage better and more consistent health care in 4,200 rural communities. Since I live and represent a mostly rural constituency, I especially appreciate the need to have health services close at hand. That may have something to do with the fact that one of my grandsons was born on the corner of two roads on a very chilly Saskatchewan morning, his family living deep in the country. All turned out well as Grandma came along at the right moment to help our son act as midwife. In a country as vast as ours, meeting the medical needs of every community is challenging indeed. But it's no secret that concerning the number of available health professionals, rural communities often get the short end of the stick. Understandably, nurses, nurse practitioners, and doctors of family medicine often head to larger centers where they may be paid more. But in our less populated communities, that trend leaves packed waiting rooms, stacked appointment books, and immensely frustrated, less healthy residents. Prime Minister Harper has outlined four priorities that Canadians care about: their families, safe streets and communities, pride and citizenship, and personal financial security. The decision to invest $9 million a year for Canada student loan forgiveness for some medical practitioners dovetails well with those priorities. Strengthening community health care helps keep our families safe and healthy, and our communities proudly welcoming. It also assists the financial security of doctors, nurses, and nurse practitioners who choose to live and practice in underserved rural and remote communities. To be eligible for partial loan forgiveness, family doctors, residents in family medicine, nurses, and nurse practitioners must have begun working in a designated community on or after April 1, 2012. They must have been employed for 12 months and have provided in-person services for a minimum of 400 hours throughout that year. Similarly, residents in family medicine must have provided a minimum of 400 hours of in-person service to be eligible. Loan forgiveness will be available for a maximum of 5 years of work in a designated community. Family doctors and residents in family medicine will be eligible to receive up to $8,000 a year to a maximum of $40,000 over 5 years. Nurses and nurse practitioners are eligible for half that amount. For more information, visit www.actionplan.gc.ca. I'm Gary Breitkreutz, Member of Parliament for Yorkton-Melville, wishing you a good day.